Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels today. Matthew chapter 26, verses 62 through 66. Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, "I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." "You have said so," Jesus replied. "But I say to all of you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need to hear any more witnesses? Look, now you've heard the blasphemy. What do you think? He's worthy of death," they answered. In the middle of the night, Jesus was arrested, and then the trials began. Jesus was taken to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the religious leaders had assembled for the mock trial. The goal was simple: find evidence to put Jesus to death. But no evidence could be found. So finally, two witnesses came forward and declared, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" Jesus refused to answer the charges. The high priest was maddened by Jesus' silence and demanded that he tell him if he was the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus' response in today's passage caused the high priest to say he has spoken blasphemy. Well, finally, the religious leaders had what they wanted. They concluded that Jesus should die. But remember, every movement to the cross was to fulfill Scripture. Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for us. Nothing took place outside of God's sovereign plan. Father, remind me often that you are the sovereign God. No one or no thing can spoil your plans. As you worked in the life of Jesus, so you work in our lives. Give us confidence in your sovereignty, that you're going to work all things out for your good. In Jesus' name, amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer at ronmoore.org. That's prayer at ronmoore.org.